From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. officials say Iraqi forces have regained more than 800 square kilometers of territory from the Islamic State group since the fight to retake Mosul began last week. Despite recent losses, Islamic State forces carried out several attacks across the country over the last few days. Iraqi troops Tuesday battled militants in a remote western town in Anbar province, a good distance from Mosul. The UN Human Rights Office, meanwhile, is saying atrocities against civilians in Mosul by Islamic State militants appear to be increasing. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN Human Rights Office says it is receiving disturbing reports of the extrajudicial and summary execution of children and women, as well as male civilians in Mosul. It says it also has received reports of Islamic State militants deliberately using civilians as human shields to prevent them from leaving the city. UN Human Rights spokesman Rupert Colville says it is difficult to verify the reports because they are still being vetted by UN monitors, but he says the breadth of cruelty that emerges from the preliminary reports is staggering. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Lieutenant General Sergei Rudskoy says Russia is extending a moratorium on airstrikes in the center of Aleppo. He says Syrian forces loyal to President Bashar al-Assad also are refraining from airstrikes targeting rebel-held sectors of the city, and that the city's center has not been bombed by his forces for a week. That statement appears to contradict claims from monitors who reported the resumption of airstrikes on Saturday, just hours after a three-day ceasefire ended. The ceasefire came to an end without any visible progress toward a durable truce. This is VOA News. Director of U.S. National Intelligence James Clapper told the Council on Foreign Relations Tuesday that the effort to get North Korea to give up its nuclear weapons is, in his words, probably a lost cause.
They are under siege and they are very paranoid. So the notion of giving up their nuclear capability, whatever it is a non-starter with them.
Clapper told the group meeting in New York that the best that can be expected is for negotiations with North Korea to lead to a cap on its nuclear capabilities. 2 weeks before U.S. Election Day, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton campaigned in Florida. It's believed important for both candidates that they win in Florida. Public opinion surveys there show Clinton ahead of Trump by about 4 percentage points. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for a suicide attack Monday that targeted a police training center in southwestern Pakistan. 61 recruits were killed, 120 wounded. A Kenyan official says an attack targeting Christians along Kenya's northeast border with Somalia on Tuesday left 12 people dead. Militants belonging to the Somalia-based Islamist group Al-Shabaab attacked the Bisharo guest house with grenades and IEDs. The group says the attack targeted Christian workers. In a report published Tuesday by the Human Rights Watch, Turkish police are accused of torturing prisoners. Dorian Jones reports.
U.S.-based Human Rights Watch says there is evidence of abuse and torture in Turkey of those detained under emergency powers, which were introduced after July's failed coup attempt. Human Rights Watch senior Turkey researcher Emma Sinclair Webb says with police now allowed to hold detainees for up to 30 days without charge and limited access to a lawyer, it has opened the door to abuse. The 47-page report catalogued 13 individual cases of abuse. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Independent United Nations expert Philip Alston is bitterly condemning the world body for refusing to accept legal responsibility for a cholera outbreak in Haiti. The epidemic is traced to UN peacekeepers from Nepal dumping raw sewage into a river after the 2010 earthquake. Cholera has killed more than 9,300 people and sickened 800,000. On the advice of UN lawyers, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and other top officials have not admitted legal responsibility or offered a settlement. The Vatican has issued new guidelines recommending that the cremated remains of Roman Catholics be buried in cemeteries rather than be kept at home, scattered or divided among family members. The Vatican's Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith issued updated instructions Tuesday on rules for cremation. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.